The Culinary Institute of America, CIA for short, is the country's oldest college for would-be chefs. Like the other CIA, students there are punctual, focused, and dedicated, but to cooking and baking. Founded in 1946, the Culinary Institute is on an imposing campus in upstate New York, on a former Jesuit seminary. Underage students are permitted to drink. The school has a special dispensation from the state to serve wine for tasting in class. Karen Michel reports.
There's a religious fervor here for the catechism of the palate, of savory desserts and thick-crusted breads, of pungent sauces and fragrant wines. Tim Ryan graduated from the Culinary Institute in 1977. Now he's the president.
It's pretty good-smelling campus, and you know, I always smell the onions sautéing in the air, and that's such a great smell.
Onions as incense of devotion. Even the uniform the students wear is partly based on religious garb. According to Tim Ryan, a group of religious dissenters were taken in by Byzantine priests and decided to earn their keep by cooking.
And they disguised themselves in the same garb as the priests would. However, the real priests were dressed all in black with tall black hats. And so, out of respect and deference, they changed the color of their uniforms to white.
Not that everything is so benevolent here. These students carry knives.
We issue each and every one of our students with a full kit of knives. So we're probably the only administration in the country that fully arms its student body.
A knife becomes part of you.
Tyler Vaughn is from Norfolk, Virginia. He's got a whole arsenal of gleaming blades.
My school issued 8-inch chef's knife, a hollow ground Santuco, that's a Wusthof, fillet knife.
Vaughn takes a class in knife work, stressing accuracy in all cuts and for all vegetables. If you don't know your juliennes, it's actually possible to get an F in carrots and an A in celery. This isn't a regimen for everyone, but everyone here is drawn by one passion.
I'm here because I absolutely love to cook. I have just this fire in me about food and anything that has to do with it. To be able to say, oh my gosh, these vanilla beans, they're Tahitian, they're amazing. It's a little weird at first being able to go, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, but it's a bean.
Not every student starts out knowing their beans as well as Tyler Vaughn, so there are classes in basic produce identification, in gastronomy and marketing too, at all sorts of baking and cooking courses that combine theory with practice. This is a school that feeds itself.
I'm Joe DePerry, and welcome. We are at K-16. And this is a lunch cookery class. These students are preparing right now 200 lunch dishes that we're going to serve in a half an hour.
And here's where all of Tyler Vaughn's knives and tongs come in handy.
Here's our menu today. We have a compote salad of arugula, Italian sausage, cannellini beans, and roasted peppers. We're going to make ossobuco with soft polenta. We're going to make orecchietti with mushrooms, tomatoes, and prosciutto. Our sandwich for the day is a grilled chicken breast with jalapeno jack cheese. And our vegetarian plate today is a poblano stuffed peppers with chili beans. We'll be serving it with a squash salsa and that's guacamole.
It's 10:30. Let's do it, guys.
There's a lot of work in noisy, hot conditions. Bo Fawn, who's from Southern California, researched the options and settled on the CIA.
Because it's the best cooking school in the world.
Students come to the CIA not just for the curriculum, but for the creds. George Bush, that's his real name, as embroidered on the front of his chef's uniform, spent many years in the military. Then the 39-year-old decided to trade one uniform for another.
I always wanted to be a chef. If I'm going to do it and spend the money, might as well, you know, be the best school in the world, be here. Truthfully, everybody that gets out of here is going to get a good position in society, and it's like the Harvard Law School of cooking.
Well, not exactly. According to its admissions office, this school accepts 70% of all applicants. Famed French chef Paul Bocuse chose to send his son here to Hyde Park. President Tim Ryan cites the CIA's influence over the scope of culinary education, where once, back in 1946, they were alone and students few. Now the school is widely copied and would-be certified chefs and bakers plentiful. Whether it's all those post-Julia Child TV chefs or the Viking stove ads that are responsible, cooks and cooking are sexy, profitable, and, self-starters aside, professional.
The chef of the future is more than just a culinarian. And so we are predicting increasing levels of education for folks in our business. And that very much follows the path that other professions have taken over time. And it's something that we believe the CIA is leading in and we're quite proud of.
Ryan notes the CIA's combination of classroom work and on-the-job training. The school maintains 4 public restaurants and 1 cafe.
Welcome to St. Andrews.
Thank you. Join me
Great.
Before they graduate, students both cook and serve at each of the restaurants. And like students everywhere, life theirs, in this case maitre d' du jour racial Hollanders, can take precedence over the customers.
Coming off a bad weekend, I'm trying very, very hard to look happy and to be happy. So I don't quite feel myself. I don't know. Thank God God created waterproof mascara. That's all I can say. But oh well.
In real life, post-graduation, a well wouldn't do, and it probably shouldn't here. But as long as tongues quest for new tastes, and there are people who want to satisfy those explorations, for the CIA, the Culinary Institute of America, that is, business is likely to be good. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.